Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Woman Act Now Radio. We're excited that you've joined us on today. Long we've been talking about vision, and we're going to continue in that realm on today. We've had some great pre-recorded shows that I know you have had an opportunity to listen to, and we're so glad that you have decided to join us on today. I want to encourage you to visit our website and learn more about our organization at www.womanactnow.com. Become a member by clicking on the Join Now site, and you can find out more about our coaching organization. You can also give me a call at 877-751-5700. My extension is 407. I'd like to talk to you more about Woman Act Now and see how we might be able to get you moving forward in your dreams, visions, and ideas. We want to encourage you, for those of you who may be listening to us for the first time, to visit us on Facebook and Twitter and connect with us there to stay connected to what we're doing and to all of the things that are happening here at Woman Act Now. And then, you know what, we'd like to hear from you. Send us a message. Let us know how the broadcast this month has impacted your life, so that it'll be helpful for us as we continue to move forward with our themes for the year. We're moving forward with, it's only, maybe a couple of months left in the year, and after that, we're off to the races for a brand new year of 2012. So this is a great month to be talking about vision. So we want to hear from you, to hear not only how the broadcasts have impacted your life, but also how you're moving forward in your vision, questions that you may have concerning it, to see how we might be able to help you and what you're doing that we might be able to share with our listeners that may be helpful for them as well. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about the pursuit of vision. And for those of you who may be listening who are Woman Act Now members, then some of you had an opportunity to join us for our See the Dream weekend. We had such an awesome time there as it relates to releasing women into their purpose and into the things that they have been called to do. And if you are familiar at all with Woman Act Now, it is a coaching organization, coaching women through the execution gap toward achieving their dreams, visions, and ideas. It's an awesome place for you to be able to connect with other women who have like minds, who have no other agenda other than to help push you forward, to help you get to the place that you know you have been called to be. We talked about a number of things. We talked about honor and how to honor your time and being timely. And then we talked about presence and the importance of that. And we talked about becoming a power agent and knowing what those principles are in order to be able to move forward, that you are a power agent. The tools, the ideas, the value systems that you possess help move you forward in the direction in which you should go. And then as you add value to your life, as you add to your life, what you then have an opportunity to do is to turn around and share those same values that help to power, to help push you through with someone else. And we do that within Woman Act Now by the way of a power center. And that's simply connecting with one or really two other women that have a similar goal, which is to move forward in their dreams, visions, and ideas, and to help share principles with them that will fuel them or give them energy to move forward so that they can walk in the calling in which has been bestowed upon them. They can pursue the promises that have been shared with them through the kingdom, and they can begin to share those principles with others. And then it's just a rippling effect. You get into a place to where after you move and you begin to walk into purpose, you have an obligation to push others forward. And then as those others begin to push and move forward, they have an obligation to do the same, therefore creating a much better family unit, a much better community, a much better region, a much better continent, and a much better world. And so that's what we here at Woman Act Now are all about, and that's just about pushing you forward so that you can live out the dreams and visions that you've been called to, as well as seeing others that are in your circle of influence achieve those as well. Again, you're listening to Woman Act Now Radio, and I want to encourage you to visit our website at www.womanactnow.com to find out more about our coaching organization and become a member today. We have three different membership levels, the first being Inspired, Woman Think, Mentor Me, and Executive. And with each level, you get a deeper access into the organization, into the principles and the tools to help push you forward. And then I also want to encourage you to give me a call at 877-751-5700. My extension is 407, so that I can speak to you more and you can learn more about the organization as you continue to walk out your dreams, visions, and ideas. Right now, I'd like to go to a commercial so that you can hear more about Woman Act Now and about what we're doing here at Woman Act Now. And you can take the time or take a moment to tweet what we're going to be talking about today to your Facebook and your Twitter friends. And today's topic, again, is pursuit of vision. We're going to cut to a commercial, and we'll be right back with more from Woman Act Now Radio for vision and the pursuit of vision for today.
Hello, Woman Act Now community. This is Carla. Well, hello, Coach Anna, and hello, Coach Shauna, and hello, Woman Act Now community. This is Carla Jones, and I am so excited to be a guest on the talk show for today. Unfortunately, I could not attend live because I'm actually attending a certification training in Jacksonville, Florida. But I want to send a recording so that you would receive my personal story. So to tell you a little bit about myself, I'm motivating, inspiring, and engaging, and I love people, and I'm concerned about people. And I'm very passionate about seeing people develop the gifts that they have in them and to seeing people reach their full potential and destiny. What motivated me to join Woman Act Now is that I saw it as an opportunity to be involved with women that were like-minded, that had a desire to grow and reach their full potential, and it was headed by women of excellence. I had the opportunity to meet Coach Anna in Orlando, Florida, at the Women's Empowerment Conference that was sponsored and hosted by Dr. Rita Twigg and Sister Andrea Bailey. And when I met her, I automatically knew that this was someone that I had to be in their life and that I had to be in theirs as well. And I saw it as an organization that was headed by women of excellence. And it was also, to me, a blessing and an answer to prayer, because I had been looking into coaching, and it was not in my price range, and I could not afford it. And now here was this wonderful opportunity to receive affordable coaching, to be involved in a Christian network that was headed by women of wisdom and excellence, and that were serious about helping people attain their purpose, destiny, and dreams. And so that was just wonderful. Now, the membership has affected my life in many ways. I have had the opportunity to network with some wonderful women of God, women of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, women who love people just like I do, women that are passionate about ministry just like I am, and we have made some divine connections, and it is just wonderful and phenomenal. And also, it has also affected me because I had the opportunity to get some wonderful information on the website. There are so many treasured in that chest, and I just love it. And the Woman Act Now principle that has impacted me the most is the one that says that I am a woman of an excellent spirit. It is my right and my essence, and I seek improvement continuously. And that defines me as an individual even prior to joining Woman Act Now. That is the essence of my makeup. That is how I was created. I believe in doing everything in excellence, whether it be on the job, in my home, in my duties and responsibilities to nursing home ministry, with the work I do with women's ministry. No matter what it is, I feel that everything that we do should always be done in excellence, because we were created in excellence. And the least we can do is do it in excellence, because that's the way that we were created. We were designed for excellence and created for excellence. And my future goals and dreams is the desire one day to be in ministry full-time, to be a professional speaker and training development professional to both the church community as well as the business community. And so I'm very excited about that, and I am confident that I will obtain that goal and dream. What I would say to a potential Woman Act Now member about this opportunity is that this is fantastic, phenomenal, and awesome. And that if you are serious about your personal and professional development, then this organization is definitely for you. If you are serious about executing your dreams and your goals and being held accountable for those dreams and goals, then this is a wonderful opportunity for you. If you desire to connect with wonderful women of God who are serious about seeing you reach your full potential, then this organization is for you. If you're not ready to be held accountable, and if you're not serious about attaining your goals, then this is not the organization for you. Because while you are loved and appreciated, you will be held accountable to accomplishing the goals that you said that you want to achieve. So that's my story, and I am sticking to it. It's been a pleasure to be on today's broadcast. God bless you all, and enjoy the broadcast today. Well, hello.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy! Stop! Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show! Stop! Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show!
Who's that lady?
Anna! The Real McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show!
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show! Hurry,
who's
come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show!
Anna!
The Real McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show!
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show!
Hurry, who's
come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show!
Anna!
The Real McCoy!
She's persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host,
Anna.
Anna.
The Real McCoy!
We want to welcome you back to Woman Act Now Radio. You're listening to Shauna Stallworth and our master coach, Anna McCoy, who is our host for the show, will be joining us here in just a moment. I want to encourage you, for those of you who have joined us, and I want to thank our listeners for joining us. I want to encourage you to tweet or to send out a Facebook message about today's topic, the pursuit of vision. We certainly want to share it with as many individuals as we can on today. Is going to be an awesome topic for today. And then I want to encourage you that as you're listening, if you have any questions that you'd like to ask, or if you want to speak to the host, then you want to press 1 and it'll show us here at the studio and we'll be able to connect with you then. I also want to encourage you to visit our website at www.womanactnow.com. Find out more about our coaching organization and give me a call at 877-751 5700, extension 407. I'm going to invite our Master Coach to the call on today so that she can greet you as we go further into our time for today. So welcome to the call, Coach Anna.
Thank you very much, Shauna. Hello, everybody. I want you to know that you are loved and appreciated today. You know, it's exciting to be with you. We've had an incredible time, as Shauna mentioned, with our See the Dream weekend. It was a lot more than we anticipated. Mm-hmm. And so as a result, I'm excited about it and the opportunity to continue our discussions about Woman Act Now and how we're going to be able to continue to help you going forward in the future. One of the things that's most impactful, I think, for me when I think about our opportunity of the pursuit of vision, I think about the opportunities that have been given to us from the standpoint of what we learned out of the See the Dream, out of the See the Dream weekend activity over this past weekend. And it was so phenomenal, just so phenomenal, that we can't even begin to think about how much of an incredible time we actually had with the See the Dream weekend. When I think about this, Shauna, I want to deal with just a couple of things, you know, in this pursuit. The See the Dream weekend, for those who are listening to us today, we've got several of our listeners that are on the line. But what you're going to hear today is how, in pursuit of a dream, in pursuit of a vision, how these kinds of things begin to impact you in your ability to get what God really wants for you. And I believe I would have to say all of the women who were a part of the See the Dream weekend were so impacted by this opportunity. And one of the things that, as I began to think about it and just think about the words, that in this pursuit of vision, what really impacted me from the standpoint of coming to this place of having an idea. And an idea really is the See the Dream weekend, that we're going to gather together. We're going to come into a conference kind of summit setting, more or less, mm-hmm. Develop some systems, elevate our ideas, evaluate our systems, eliminate barriers, encourage ourselves, and then think about our expansion of expanding beyond. Mm-hmm. And what was amazing about that, you always start out, I think some of the things that I learned, and I'm going to invite some of our guests who are on the show to also talk about some of the things that they learned as it relates to what has occurred at the, you know, what occurred on the See the Dream weekend. And one of the things that I learned is to pursue. When you have an idea, because this entire month is on visionary power. And so one of the things that I walked away from that, our time together on that weekend, is really visionary power. It is so powerful when you begin to seek God and you don't limit God. That was one of the first things I think I said, even when we started, is that we're not going to limit God. We're going to pursue Him for the ideas. And my point being is you have to set a goal in order to put yourself in position, in order to receive the vision that God has for your life from Him. Okay, and again, it's always something that is attracting us. You know, hope is a goal, really, at the end of the day. And I talk about hope to a thing, or your hope pulling you into your future, being able to attract you and pull you into the future. And without goals, ladies, it's very, very hard to have dreams and visions. It's hard to have to make an impact with that dream or vision. So today's show is the pursuit of vision. So I think we're pretty focused now on being able to move forward with some of the things that we've learned. So when I think about the first thing in pursuit of vision is you have to set a goal. Because if we, and I want to talk about it from the sense of power, of pursuing God as your source and surrendering to the power of the source. Oftentimes we have an idea, we have a dream, we have a vision, Shauna, and we're in pursuit of that, but we're not really positioning ourselves to hear God. And one of our goals of See the Dream was to make sure that we took time in worship to be able to hear Him speak to us, to share with us, and then out of that, you have to make a decision. What will you do with the information that God gives you? I've often been in environments where people begin to go in and they begin to seek the Lord for a dream or a vision, and they're pursuing an idea, they're pursuing the how-to, they're pursuing, how do I make this happen, God? What are the ideas? What are the ways in which I can perform this? Are there any relationships? Are there any people that I can begin to contact? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we call ourselves, we want to see what God says. Mm-hmm. And so what I found out as a part of this process of the pursuit of vision for your life and for whatever, not even your life, life is way too big. That's why I said your vision starts with a goal in mind. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes that goal is going to pull you into the future hope that God has for you. Mm-hmm. But what I want you to see, if I'm explaining it well, is I want you to see the hope that God has given you, and at the end of this pendulum is the thing mm-hmm. that you desire. And then so there are some things that are going to occur in the middle. And what I decided as a result of See the Dream, oftentimes you have an agenda when you're bringing people together. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure we appear to be prepared to other people. Mm-hmm. So we spend time in pursuit of making sure that we have all of these different things days before this pursuit of vision. And that's what we were after. We were after being able to see what are our next steps. So we spend time and energy and effort in preparing so that we can satisfy the expectations of other people. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, just before we started, Sean, I really did not understand or know what direction. I just had these simple words, just as I did last year, to lead us. And would you agree, mm-hmm. how different was See the Dream this year versus last year?
It was very different.
It was amazingly different. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is that when I think about See the Dream this year, mm-hmm. I think about this whole process of surrender. Mm-hmm. But that didn't come to us initially, mm-hmm. you know, as a point of pursuing your vision. So mm-hmm. one of those words we want you to walk away today with as it relates to the pursuit of vision is mm-hmm. surrender. Mm-hmm. And that didn't occur until the second or third day mm-hmm. that we were involved in this four-day weekend. Mm-hmm. But as a part of that process of the pursuit of vision, one of the things I did at the very beginning, mm-hmm. and I believe that's a part of surrender, mm-hmm. but what I did say to the Lord is I will obey. Mm-hmm. I will obey every command, mm-hmm. every whisper mm-hmm. that you share with me. So I'm going to say to you, that would be the first step. And I'm not saying this is the best formula, but I'm telling you, it sure was a formula that worked. Mm-hmm. So the first thing is just to yield to obedience. Mm-hmm. You must make a decision mm-hmm. to allow God, I think, to speak to you mm-hmm. by first yielding mm-hmm. and saying that, God, I yield to your direction.
Yes.
So remember, this is in the pursuit of vision. And I don't have this all written down because I'm taking my notes as I'm writing carefully. Mm-hmm. So for those who are listening, we're encouraging you to take some notes because mm-hmm. I think I'm just about to get a download mm-hmm. as it relates to how we went about this process mm-hmm. that ultimately takes you to a point of being zero mm-hmm. with God. Mm-hmm. Now, you just have to hold with me and stay with me. I'm telling you, tweet to your friends to tell them to listen to this. Mm-hmm. People are so desirous and so hungry mm-hmm. to see the visions and the dreams that God has given them, but we're about to get a download in the next 33 minutes mm-hmm. about how to pursue this vision. So I want you to tweet and Facebook as I am sharing with you how to pursue this vision because I don't have it prepared. Do I have it prepared, Shauna?
Mm-mm.
I just thought about some words, and those were a download when mm-hmm. I began to share with Shauna what this topic was. So let's mm-hmm. go back to number one. The first thing is you must have a goal. say, once you have a goal in mind, you know, mm-hmm. and we're listening for God because he's speaking to us and he's kind of giving us desires in our heart. We're not really mm-hmm. sure where this comes from. And some things we just know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be clear about that. Some things you know it's the next phase for you to do. It's
mm-hmm.
the next step for you to do.
Yes.
But you're just not sure how to.
Power up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's message, detours.
Did you know that life's detours can sometimes save you time? It's true. They can introduce you to new opportunities while still getting you to your intended destination. Consider choosing to take the detour and change the way you see the route. Be open, be curious, and be expectant. So just be mindful of today's journey and try hard not to be frustrated or discouraged by any delays, but rather view them as unintentional treasures.
Power up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort, Spa, and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring.
All right, everybody. Sorry about that. We got disconnected. So I wanted you to know we're still here. So I threw a little commercial in there for you. So we're talking about this pursuit of vision, and the first thing is coming to a place where you're making a decision. I said some things you know to do,
mm-hmm.
so but you don't know necessarily how to do it. And so I did not know how to do See the Dream, and I was not clear, but ultimately I was clear about one thing, is that when we come out of this See the Dream weekend,
mm-hmm.
I want to have either a system, a process, or something that's going to empower women in a very significant way. Ultimately, that was my goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew in bringing our board together that we had to come together. We started this last year just trying to figure out where we were. We have another board that we are gathering in Nigeria to pull this together to launch WAN Nigeria and WAN Africa
mm-hmm.
for the continent, not
yes.
just the region, but looking at how do we begin to expand to the world?
Mm-hmm.
How do we begin to move that way and begin to make that expansion happen? So I did have an idea
mm-hmm.
that ultimately we're coming together because we are global
mm-hmm.
power connectors who have been called to connect the women of the world and to empower them to achieve the dreams and the vision
yes.
in their lives, but ultimately to prepare them,
mm-hmm.
and this is very clear to me, to prepare them to be power agents
mm-hmm.
or agents of power, these women that will surrender
mm-hmm.
to the power of God in their life, the
mm-hmm.
power of the source, when our source really is God. And ultimately, when we surrender, we're going to get to this place of zero. We're going to be so very powerful. But again,
yes.
this is about this pursuit of vision. We got there and we understood that.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that there are different things already occurring
mm-hmm.
because of surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Power is really about surrender.
Mm-hmm.
It is about you surrendering to the power in your life, the power
mm-hmm.
of God. Some of us are plugged into different things, and we have not surrendered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're plugged into different relationships. We're plugged into different opportunities. We're plugged into different information.
Mm-hmm.
And in this pursuit of vision, you have to choose, first of all, who is the source.
Right.
Once you've identified the goal, the decision, you're going to yield to something,
mm-hmm.
and you better determine who is the source.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we seeking this from? Where are we pursuing this from?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to begin to yield to the direction. And for me, I yielded. I made a decision
mm-hmm.
to say to God, I will obey the whisper.
Mm-hmm.
I will obey the voice. I will obey what I see. If I believe it's you, because I want to plug into you,
mm-hmm.
so now I'm going to yield to you. I didn't know what to call it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to yield to the power
mm-hmm.
of the source. So that's one of the first things that we began to do, ladies. Next, we began to pursue. The word pursue is really very simple, and it comprises all three of these things, is to ask, seek, and knock. That you're going to ask often. You're going to seek and pursue this with a diligence. You're going to knock with persistence and a determination. Now, remember, we are pursuing who? God in the pursuit of this vision, that you began to position yourself so that you could really hear what he has to say. So what we began to see as we positioned ourselves, and see, the positioning place is the place of worship. It is the place where you will receive the download from God according to the vision, according to the steps, according to the how-to, according to what is the next thing that you have to do. What do you want me to do? What relationship? What am I to do? Ultimately, what you're going to begin to see as you position, and I'm going to call that word positioning as a point of pursuing the vision, you have to invite God into this in a relational way, that we must begin to spiritually bond with God, to begin to just submit. And this is what happened for us. As we began to do that and we began to spiritually bond with him in this place of worship, God began to speak not to just to me. He began to speak to those individuals in the room. He began to speak to people, to women that were not in the room and in other nations. He began to speak with other people who were not in the room, but somehow they were entangled with us, or they were connected in some type of way with these women that had gathered together in this particular place on the earth at that moment. So now that was our positioning, our location, but that wasn't the extent of our influence, and it was not the extent of the influence of when God is ready to do something in your life, when he's ready to show you, tell you, teach you. It is not only going to stop with you, and that is why prayer is so phenomenal. Worship is so incredible and amazing, because while you are yet speaking, God is speaking to other people who may not even be in the room, who he's showing pictures, he's showing his impressions, his visions to, that are going to call you, because your reality demands confirmation. The one thing that I began to understand in this pursuit of vision in the See the Dream weekend is that as we continue to pursue the vision, the more God responded to us, not only to the people in the room, but he was speaking to the other people that knew we were in the room. They couldn't be there, but he began to speak to them the words that he was speaking to us, and then we'd get a phone call, or we'd get a text message, or we'd get an email, or we'd check a Facebook. He would communicate in all of these different mediums to confirm to us. Now, we were a group, but he was also confirming to me through the people that were in the room that every step that we were taking was being ordered by God. And so that's what this pursuit of vision is, starting to ask the questions. Just give us 1 second. Change that so that it turns off the phone part, the airplane mode. Just give us 1 second. We got some technical difficulties here. We want to thank those of you who are listening. We want to encourage you again to continue to Facebook and send it out via Twitter, as we continue to share this message of the pursuit of vision. And I see some of our listeners that are on the line. Some of you were able to experience the See the Dream weekend. And as we are communicating, I know that we'll give you an opportunity to share. And we just want you to just be thinking about what mostly impacted you over the course of those 4 days when we were together as you were listening. And we want to hear from you about the moments that impacted you the most and how helpful it is, and what has happened to you since that day, and how you are moving forward with your dreams and visions and ideas. So we're going to invite
Coach Anna back to the call, and we'll continue as we go further in the pursuit of a vision.
All right, I tell you, I know this is good because it's going to be good for you ladies as you begin to pursue this. So I'm getting these interruptions, so I need the intercessors to begin to pray, because I tell you, people are just going to be blessed by this, Shauna. So you be prayerful as we continue this, because we're going to reveal to you just how powerful it is for you to begin to pursue in this way of just pursuing and asking God to show you and to tell you. But again, let me just bring us right back to where we got disconnected, is that when you start to pursue, first of all, you got to have a goal. Mm-hmm. When you have a goal, you have to make a decision to yield, to yield, to surrender. Because here's the thing about the all-wise and the all-knowing God, is that he knows everything and you don't.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk into this place of pursuing your vision, and these are just the things, not just this, I'm trying to bring you from the macro of your life to the micro, to the smaller denominator of what you're trying to do, is that if you don't learn anything else today about the pursuit of vision, you know, we have to pursue God. We pursue him by coming together, and I'm using the example of women who came together in a collective space with a common goal. The common goal was to empower the women of the world by creating systems, by processes, eliminating barriers, expanding what we've already been doing, evaluating the current systems. And that's kind of what you do when you have a vision or a dream for yourself, whether it's your company, whether it's for your family, whether it's your career plan. You know some things, you know what to do. You know what to do next. You just don't know how. And see, in the pursuit of vision, it is the how-to. So we're not done yet seeing what God wants us to see. But what we have learned, and I'm just kind of sharing what I believe we've learned, because there was such a powerful outpouring of the presence of the Lord and confirming, more than anything else, confirming that, you know what, you're moving in the right direction as a corporate body. But then there was a releasing of individual destiny for every single woman that was here, that each and every one of us, we have a calling, we have a process, we have a responsibility of meeting the responsibility and the vision that God has called us to. And so with that in mind, we began to pursue. So now we're talking about the pursuit of vision in the relationship to first having a goal. Our goal was on October the 19th, we would, on October the 19th, if we can just get everybody there in the same room, on October the 19th, we're going to begin to pursue a vision as global power connectors for Woman Act Now.
Yes.
Ultimately, the goal is we're going to empower women around the world. We're called to the women of the world to be power agents or agents of power, to teach them how to become that agent of power and surrender to the source of the power. Because we've been pursuing this whole vision throughout this entire year about power. So now in this process, I'm just teaching you things that we learned. First, we had a goal. Number two, we made a decision to yield to the voice, to the instruction, to the communication, to whatever we perceived would be God speaking to us to do a particular thing. So I was just getting ready to say to you that we have to ask, seek, and knock. And that's what the pursuit is. We're asking, what do? We're seeking how to do it. We're knocking, and we keep going. The knock in this process of this pursuit of destiny, this pursuit of vision, the knocking had more to do with our pursuit of vision, our pursuit of vision in worship than anything else. That we're saying, okay, we got a little bit, now we got to knock some more.
We're going to go back into this place of worship. God, we want to download. So I'm encouraging you, if you have a vision and you're trying to pursue that vision, ask, seek, and knock. Mm-hmm. Ask is, what is it? What do you want me to do? Seeking is, how do I do it? Because God is the all-wise and the all-knowing God. And then the knocking is that you're going to be persistent and you're going to pursue in worship so that God can begin to answer. When we knock, people do what? They answer the door. When we knock, people do what? They answer the door. So we want you to begin to think about asking, seeking, and knocking. And as you begin to ask, seek, and knock, God begins to speak to you. And I also said positioning was so important because position has more to do with you getting into a place of focus, conscious awareness, so that you can hear what God has to say to you. So we call that place of positioning worship. You know, several times throughout our time together, I was calling people back. Just stand behind it. Calling people back to come into this place, come into a place of worship and pursuing this whole idea of them positioning themselves to hear. So you can't be on the cell phone at the same time. You can't be sending a message at the same time. You're out of position. What you have allowed to happen, if you're in that place of knocking, you got to be in position. Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone somewhere, you knocked, and then you moved? You got outside, you moved because you want to go look around and see if they're in the window, to see if they're somewhere else, and you get out of position. The person says, well, I came to the door, and there was no one there. I didn't see you. Well, a part of this process of the pursuit is staying in position, staying conscious, calling people back to that place or calling yourself back when you feel like you've been dismembered. Just like as we started our program and Shana was trying to communicate with others, I'm calling her back because it's pulling energy from me because you're doing something else. So let's both be conscious. Let's both be focused. So now we have more energy between us so that if I say, Shana, bam, she can walk right into it as opposed to trying to figure it out. So we've got to learn how to have some very focused energy. One of the things that came out of this was the women, somebody said we had to focus on the focus. I loved it. Oh, there's that Daphne again, huh? So teaching us how to focus on the focus. That's the next thing that I want to share with you. As you're in pursuit of the vision, you got to stay focused on the focus. Sometimes the vision is so large. It is so many things. You can do many things. Perhaps you can speak, you can write, you can jump, you can do all of these different things, but you got to focus on the focus in the process of the asking, seeking, and knocking when you're in position. Doesn't mean that you can't go back and begin to ask about, okay, tell me a little bit about my speaking. What should I do with that? How do you want me to do it? Who should I call? Who should I talk to? What do I need? And if I still don't have the answer of what I need, then I begin to knock and I say, you know what, God, I'm just not seeing this. Can you give us more? Give us more. And every time we went into position, this was so awesome, and I would hope some of the ladies would have caught it. Every time we went into positioning, and I call positioning getting into the place of worship so that you could receive the download from God, I began to just speak out more of him and less of me, more of him and less of you, trying to get that woman, get in position, because the greatest position you can be with God is zero. The greatest position that you could be with God is zero. It's just being nothing. Get in position, decrease. If you was a scale from 10 to 1 and you walk in a 10, it is time to decrease. Because the best position you can be in with God is just zero. And that's just for your understanding that to decrease, we got to go from 10, 9. The first time we go, we're just not there. You know, it takes a while to decrease. It takes a while
to trust. To, yeah. It takes a while to get into that place. Things are mm-hmm. trying to grab your attention. And when we heard focus on the focus,
mm-hmm.
the focus was, first of all, me as a leader yielding to God's direction
mm-hmm.
and making a decision to obey what he tells me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Obey it. Obey the whisper. Mm-hmm. Obey the instruction. Obey the direction. And so as a result of that, I'm getting myself in position because
mm-hmm.
in order to hear him and want to obey,
mm-hmm.
I've got to learn how to decrease.
Mm-hmm.
Not being the leader, not being the Coach Anna, not being
mm-hmm.
the Anna McCoy, not being a great speaker, not being a great communicator, not being a charismatic individual.
Mm-hmm.
It was more about what? Decreasing so that God would increase.
Mm-hmm.
So the objective was get from 10 Anna to 0. When I get to 0,
mm-hmm.
now I'm going to be fully able to not only hear him, but now to be used by him. Boy, that was a revelation, is that the more I had of me, the less I had of him,
mm-hmm.
the less power I had flowing through me.
Mm-hmm.
So as I began to knock it down a notch,
mm-hmm.
and I believe even our team, as we began to watch each other decrease,
mm-hmm.
the value of the relationship with each other became more powerful
mm-hmm.
because you became more aware because you could see this decrease starting to occur. The decrease, when it occurs in our lives, as they watch me just obey the Lord,
mm-hmm.
you know, my value started to increase. They wanted me to obey him, just listen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just listen for him, Coach. Just listen. What does he want us to do? And the whole time I'm saying, more of him and less of me. So in order to get into that place of positioning, it's not just what you think as worship,
mm-hmm.
putting some music on and just going in there okay. like you normally do, you know, listening to your praise and worship music.
Mm-hmm.
It is truly learning how to kick it down a notch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about none of us were all deep in all of these things. It was just, you know what, the more you trust him, every time you think about him, God, more of you, less
mm-hmm.
of me. We get ourselves in position, and as we did that, together, collectively and individually, we came out more powerful
mm-hmm.
and more powerful to take us to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I learned in pursuit of vision, God gives you a goal, he gives you an objective, but he doesn't always tell you
mm-hmm.
what he wants to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's a very important part of vision. Is he doesn't always say to you exactly why he's gathered you,
mm-hmm.
why this vision is as important, why this goal that he's given you is important.
Mm-hmm.
But he begins when you decrease,
mm-hmm.
when you decrease and you get to that place from 10 to 0,
mm-hmm.
you start to see the presence of God. You start to
mm-hmm.
understand and receive the vision in fullness.
Mm-hmm.
The clarity, it may not look like we're not getting through the book.
Yeah.
We're not getting through the binder. I mean, whoever came up with this anyway? You know, we didn't make it through the binder. But I'm telling you, the more we decrease, not only me, but our entire group began to understand that this really isn't what we thought it was. Did we accomplish our goal? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because the goal was to come together to create an opportunity to create a collective space for all of these women to have a reason to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Once we were in that place, now their leader, who doesn't know what she's supposed to be doing for the next 2 days, literally, all I had in an agenda was some time frames that we were going to meet because we were going to eat. We was not fasting. We were going to eat in between those times, and those were the drivers. What time is it, Shauna? You've got a half an hour, because what? Why? Lunch is here. Why? It's time for dinner. Why? It's time for us to transport. That was our only interruption, because I didn't have a clue except for a time frame, and those time frames were not always kept. They were recreated as necessary. But out of the persistent pursuit to just obey God, wow, what we experience, I would have to say the greatest of all of the things we experience, God could not have told me a thing. He could not have expressed what we experienced. He could not have made a promise to me about what he was going to do. Because I think that the experience itself, by first of all having the goal, obeying it, I want to just, before I tell you what it was, I want you to just think about how many times you thought you were supposed to do something and you canceled because you didn't believe in the goal enough just to get to the destination. Okay, so that's the first thing. Had we allowed certain things to say, we cannot do this. My schedule was crazy before the See the Dream. And because of the pressures and the desire to want to fulfill expectations with people, you feel pressure to perform, to do certain things, to create certain things, to produce things. You feel that pressure. We all do. Thinking that we're really doing what we know to do. So if I would have allowed anything to hinder our time of coming together, just meeting the first goal, boy, I don't know where we would be. I cannot imagine today my life without this experience. I mean, I truly, truly mean that. I cannot imagine today, this day, October 27th, without the days that have passed. Because in this pursuit of vision, when you submit and you surrender and yield to the power of the source of God in your life, more than anything that he wants you to do, because he really doesn't need us to do anything for him. But in this great pursuit of vision, in this great pursuit of trying to figure out how will we get this done, how can we do this, what came out of this moment, out of this experience, was such a love relationship with God and the people that were there. Because when you get all zeros in the room, the only thing that reigns, that enlarges itself, is love. And when love is there, you know that God is there. And that is the experience that these women and I take away from the See the Dream. And let me put it in perspective. What I believe, the vision that God wanted to show us, is as we go around the world, as these words are heard around the world, that woman that's in Uganda, the woman in Nigeria, the woman in Dubai, the woman in China, the woman in Australia, the woman in Canada, the woman in South America, Ananda, we have not forgotten you. When we start reaching the heart of these women who will surrender literally to the power of the source in their life, and that source, to be very clear, is God and his son. So see, we want to experience God, not just know him anymore. We know of him, but we need an experience with God. Because the result of this is that if we can power her up to be a zero, to the nth degree, God is going to use her in such a powerful way. It'll be in our everyday life. It'll be in her doing. It'll be in her salon. It will be in her workplace. It will be sitting on a city council. It will be starting a business. She will be so powerful to see what God says in her daily life. And that's what we walk away with from See the Dream. is being able to understand that God really wants you to have an experience with him and to walk with him confidently persuaded that you are following after him. And he will not fail us. I mean, when you start to talk to any one of these women, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
what we have seen,
yeah.
what we have heard, and we saw manifestations of the presence of God, because
mm-hmm.
when you come to a place to experience him,
mm-hmm.
listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you're sneaking in here to listen,
mm-hmm.
there is nothing that God will withhold from them
mm-hmm.
who walk uprightly.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to abandon you in your workplace.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to abandon you when it comes to your children. He's not going to abandon you in that relationship or the one that you desire. He is
mm-hmm.
going to walk fully with you. So now the burden becomes so much for us to be able to move forward. So I'm excited because all of the things, the doing of the vision, now can begin to happen for each one of our lives
yes.
in such an accelerated rate because we're zeros.
Mm-hmm.
We're zeros. We say, we got nothing, God, so you're going to have to give us what you have. You are the source. We are the conduit, and we're going to do what you've called us. Now, ultimately, that woman knew she could only do what she knew to do.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we're coming to a close before we go, I mean, it's just so much more about this pursuit of vision
mm-hmm.
that we learned is that God truly, like your computer, if you'll stay on the line, if those who are listening, even though our time will go further, just a few minutes, I want to come to you. If you want to share, if you were at See the Dream and you want to share, you want to witness to what I've spoken about today, just press number one, and I'm going to add you to the call. I think it's very important
mm-hmm.
if you were there to speak up and begin to share with this audience what you experienced, because there will be opportunities for others to see the dream. And so our engineer, Ms. Shauna, is going to invite you to the call. All right, I believe it's Margie Stewart.
Yes, indeed.
All right, Margie, so go ahead and speak up for me. Just project a little bit for us. We have so many women on the line, and I know you all stayed with us throughout our technical difficulties, so speak up and speak directly into your microphone and share with us. How do you witness to what I've just spoken about?
Coach, I just want to thank you and Shauna for just walking into what God has put inside of you. And I even more so want to thank your mother for being there to witness with us. And that was in itself, just seeing her in the midst of everything, this baby that she had on the inside of her, and seeing the manifestation of it. And I do want to stop and give a celebration to her on that.
Wow.
I am so refreshed. I'm so renewed. I feel like someone has turned me upside down and shook out all the old stuff. And it's just so, I mean, when I was driving home on a Sunday night, I just felt like I was flying an airplane. It was just so powerful, so powerful. With all the information that, you know, we went there thinking we're going to be certified, only we were certified. We did in a godly way, the godly way of knowing how to love. And I have a deeper understanding what love is all about and being plugged into the source, not just any source, but the right source, that as I go back and do some of the things that I've done before, but I'm going back with a different attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank you. It was just so much. I'm still just, woo!
What the word that kept coming to me was lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Because after this See the Dream, I mean, just so many things have continued to occur
mm-hmm.
as a result of being a surrendered
mm-hmm.
Person, just focusing on zero. When I start to feel myself
mm-hmm.
rising to a number 10, see, God's
mm-hmm.
going to use my number 10 when he
mm-hmm.
wants me to walk in it. But when I kind of feel myself rising up, just
mm-hmm.
kind of rising through that, I just start more of him, less of me, decrease so that God can increase in those situations. And I'm telling you, just the purity of zero is so phenomenal. Just the, I mean, you could just hear different people begin to share testimonies. And if you look at our Facebook page, you'll see that people were so hungry because we were all zeros. And there was such an overwhelming spirit of love that people are trying to figure out, how do I get that? What do I need to do in order to be a part of that? So I want to thank you, Margie, for joining us. And just keep it at zero, girl. God's going to use you mightily.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We're going to welcome 214-376, the next one, to the call. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you so much. I ditto on the accolades that Margie gave, and also adding in Linda Wallace to being able to have her own world, that it still coincided so much with what Woman Act Now does. And when you said lifestyle, I don't know if you remember, elevate your perspective, elevate your lifestyle. That is so important because it puts the vision moving. What I bought out of this, I had just shared with Miss Gloria. I was telling her about the experience, and I kept seeing a flashing yellow light from her that meant caution, that meant yield. And for what you're saying right now is revelation word, that the yielding part, that we got to witness one of our own peers go to another level of understanding what she was calling a thing, but what it actually was is healing hands for her. She was already in that, so that is a blessing. Also, what I got out of it is also understanding that the zero, they, you know, man says zero means nothing, but in the spiritual world, zero means all the power, because we are part of the source, and I understand that zero now. And I even did something in the anointing of being able to do a writing, because when God gave it to me as an idea, he said, well, I gave you the idea. You got to lead so that the rest of them will come to the aid of Coach, so that we can have a funnel. And you've been teaching to us all the whole year to put experts in place. And it wasn't just the reason of what our, what the reason for what our dreams, goals, and visions were. It was so that you can have powerhouses in place while you go to the next level, because we already know you've been called. You're already there in the nations, so that you know that the women that you've already poured into, that we are in place, and that Woman Act Now will still be seamless even when Coach Anna is somewhere else across the waters, being able to share and bring out dreams, goals, and visions, and create the power centers. Even though we didn't get through the book, everything in the book still came out in the book. And I just thank you for the yielding and the worship part. I had gotten away from that, even though I even witnessed it at Vertical Leap last year, but I had gotten away from it. But I know now that is very important. It's like getting in the stirrups for the midwife to pull the baby. Every time you got to get into that level of worship so that the midwife can get the baby in position. And when that dream is in position, we know we don't want to have a breech baby. You don't want to have a breech dream. So that's when you fuel up and power up on worship. So, Coach, I just want to say thank you to you, Mama Shauna, and Linda, and Dr. Richmond, and everybody who was a part of it. I just love my WAN sisters, and just thank you so much. You are loved and appreciated.
Well, thank you, Roz, and thank you for honoring Linda. She was just an incredible teacher, friend, and just walked with us throughout this process, and we just really are so grateful for her. We were her first women's organization, by the way, that she was able to do this with, but we are not her last. We're just the first, and the Lord just used us as an example of what she's going to be able to do to release these women who have such a heart to empower other women of the world. So we're excited about that. We want to invite 219-308-0072 to the call.
Hey, Coach, it's Pam.
Hey, Pam, speak into the microphone so we can hear you well.
Absolutely. I hope you can hear me. I am still just so full and so thankful for being able to be a part of the See the Dream weekend. I was abundantly honored to be there, and I want to just say I love you and thank you to you and Shauna and your mom and Linda, all my sisters. I really feel like God showed me an inkling of what the atmosphere may have been like in the Last Supper, where just that no holds barred, just the flood of the love of God,
yeah,
and an atmosphere of being so totally accepted and connected to God and to each other. And I left that, left my 2-day experience. I wasn't there for the full 4, and went to minister. And those ladies really got a huge overflow of what was in me, having been with you there in Dallas. And so I'm still walking out the deliverance and the love of what God has done in my life personally. And I know I'll never be the same.
Wow. And that's what this, I think, Pam, I think that's what this is all about, is being able to teach others how to make this connection. I seriously believe that all of those women present, and so many more, there were so many more who came as a result of husbands and family and some of the people we've seen since then and the people that are coming. There are still people coming to my home, ladies, because of the purity of being a zero. They are going to continue to come. They're going to come to you. They're going to come. You're going to see them all over the place because they're going to be attracted to your nothingness and your greatness in God. Your nothingness and you're nobody. We're nobody just in the physical, but, I mean, we're everything to God. We're vessels that can be used. So I'm so excited and so pleased to hear that, Pam, and we knew you were going to be extremely, phenomenally effective with that experience. So thank you for sharing with us. You're loved and appreciated.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to welcome Juanita to the call. Juanita, are you there? Hello, Juanita? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, girl, we're going to cut you down.
Yeah. No,
so
my phone was at,
tell us a little bit about your experience, Juanita.
My experience was, I want to just say, I want us all to know that God loves every last one of us, everyone that was there, everyone that was present. I mean, God loves us. He loves us so much for him to show up and reveal a side of him to us and in a real significant way. The love of God was so evident and so powerful there, you know, for God just to, his love just to move on the hearts and people, and for his presence to come up to empower us. And I was sharing with Daphne that we have received, the Bible says, freely you receive, freely you give. You know, it's nowhere in the world that we could walk away from this type of gathering or explosion and not share it and not deliver it and not tell someone not to be that. You know, how can we walk away and not be that power agent?
Yeah.
And so it was phenomenal. So I definitely appreciate you all of us, for decreasing and just allowing the Spirit of the Lord to increase and to show up and show up the way that he did. The Spirit of the Lord is still moving. Like Coach Anna said, people still coming to our house. The landscaping guys thought they was coming there to work. They got prayed for, prophesied to, and baptized at the same time. So I'm just so ignited about it. Just so excited about that. And I just want to share with everyone, just continue to walk it out and to continue to carry it out. But I have Demetrius here. She want to share a little something if she can. We hear.
Oh, yes. Go ahead. Just
hold
talk in that microphone.
Hello.
Hey, Demetrius. Welcome to the call. Welcome to the program.
Hello, everyone. My experience is just that obedience is better than sacrifice. I saw that my obedience has just open doors. I saw the power of God moving in that house, and just in agreement, people are coming and running to Coach Anna's house. I already got 10 people for next Sunday, so he's moving quickly and swiftly in that home, and it was a blessed opportunity, a blessed service, and I know that God's going to continue to move. So,
you've heard it. Thank you so much, Demetrius. And this is out of this place of love. And one of the things that the Lord has revealed to us here at our home is that we are to have an open house. that this is a part of ministering to house to house. Mm-hmm. That and ladies, for those who were here and they're going to come out of the people who do come, because he's going to give that same kind of experience in a much shorter period of time to other people. They're going to experience his love in such a great way that we're having an open house on Sunday from about 12 to 6. And what I mean by that, it's just going to, the Lord has instructed us to open our home to just allow people to come into this place of positioning.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what he just did?
Mm-hmm.
Into the place of positioning to get these downloads from him, to get into a place of worship, to position them, to release them, to walk into the destiny that God has called them to. And unfortunately, and fortunately for some, our pool is going to be a place where people are going to be anointed to walk out of that water into the destiny that God has called them to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening here, and I'm just sure there's going to be a half a dozen, a dozen. I don't know how many people show up on Sunday, but I know Shemetris is already on it for, I don't know which Sunday she's at, but I'm going to be here for the next two Sundays. And are until the Lord releases me to do something else to be available as that zero so that he can use us in preparation for the journey ahead. So, ladies, I just want to thank you for joining us today, and we're honored. We want to encourage you to go to womanactnow.com. We are still coaching the women of the world. God is just, what do you call that, fine-tuning this vision. And so for all of our board members who are listening, we got a lot of work to do so that we can prepare, but it will happen in an expedient fashion. And not concerned, because the systems are guaranteed from the Lord as we get into that place of position. Not worried. I'm just so excited just to I can't even sleep. I'm just trying to figure out how do I produce what God is speaking to me in such an expedient way. I know I am capable, by the way, ladies. You're going to be amazed. I'm going to prophesy to myself right now. You're going to be so amazed at what God is going to do in the next couple of months. We're going to be in Lagos, Nigeria in January. I'm just prophesying. I've already sent a message to the world so the world can see on Bidami's Facebook. Send me a letter. I need another visa for Nigeria. I need to go. I need you to meet me in South Africa. So I'm prophesying that I'm going to be in South Africa, on the continent of Africa, in January so that I can do what God has called me to do, because I just see a whole lot of things. But in the meantime, I also sense such an urgency and just such an enthusiasm to just get on with it, to get in position to receive the downloads from God, to get the system that I am more than capable. That is what's so amazing to me, is that what God has done for others through me, he is going to do for me, not only through me, but through some of the other women that God has already sent here to Woman Act Now who are capable. God is going to give you a download for Woman Act Now. We're going to start to talk and communicate. I'm going to begin to pour those ideas into you, and then the Lord's just going to get a hold to you. It's just going to come out of you like water, because it, listen, I got experience at this, people. Didn't know anything, but my mentor, see, God has already brought some of those people. I can identify who they are. But he's brought you here, and you're going to just start to get this overwhelming. You just won't be able to do it. You won't be able to sleep at night. He's going to keep you up early in the morning till late night hours. You will not, as a matter of fact, you're going to be refreshed after you do this. You're not going to be overweighted when it comes to submitting and becoming that zero, decreasing so God can use you. It has nothing to do with what you're working on, what your work performance or any of that. It's not going to affect that. You're going to be able to have the grace to do everything you need to do, but he's going to use you in a significant way. And I'm just putting it out there. I'm going to be right there to help you, but he knows I need help, and I'm a willing vessel. He's already brought you here to the organization. So, ladies, within the next 2 months, some incredible things are about to happen for those yielded vessels, and what you're going to start to see, the system is going to be even more clear. You're going to get a part of it. I'm going to get a part of it. Another person's going to get a part of it, and God is going to put it all together. The women in Nigeria calling you now, too, because you're going to get a part of that. So together, oh, I think that was the north, the east, the south, and the west. because all of us are not in the same location. So that's just going to be awesome. So listen, ladies, if you don't hear nothing else today, I ain't scared to say what God says. So that's it. That's it. I'm just, like, so excited. I'm like. Oh, my God. Thank you, Father. So just being a zero. Woo! Go far. I lose my mind up in here. People, bye. Thank you for watching. Visit us next time, 1 p.m. Central on next Thursday for Woman Act Now Radio. You're loved and appreciated. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Woo-hoo! Wow!